Did you ever have a mysterious kiss? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Did you ever have a mysterious kiss? Now, a lot of us think a kiss is a kiss is a kiss. And a kiss has to be from somebody's mouth to your cheek or your lips or you somewhere. And you think that's what a kiss really is. But really, we are receiving mysterious kisses all the time. All the time. Whenever a person walks by us, and we have our charisma turned on, which should be all the time. So we have our charisma turned on all the time. So whenever a person walks by us, they immediately feel, they know our charisma. They know that we are an interesting person or a not interesting person. We're an angry person. We're a happy person. We are a wealthy person. We're a poor person. We are a friendly person. We are not a friendly person. These things are very obvious. You don't have to hit somebody over the head with a 2x4 to let them know about these things. They come through as a mysterious kiss. And as a mysterious kiss, they tell the world just who we are. So just think of yourself. Every moment of your life, walking around everywhere, giving out mysterious kisses of exactly who you are. And the world is looking at you and saying, that's a lovely person. I'd like to get to know. Say, how are you? Like Ellen was watching a young man who was a caregiver for an older man at Costco. And as she was watching him, and the young man was entertaining the older man and keeping his spirits up and keeping him light and happy, and Ellen just was so taken by him. She was kissed by him and kissed by him and kissed by him, by all of the gentleness of him and all the lovingness of him and all the friendliness of him and all the humanness of him and all the divineness of him. And so Ellen had to go and smack one on straight across. And she went to the young fellow and she said, "You are an amazing, wonderful person. You're a genius. You're fantastic. You're glorious." And she had just thrown kisses at him left and right. And he was fielding them and catching them and making sure he didn't miss them. And he was drawing them in. And he held the old man's head up so he could get a kiss too. And he wanted everybody to be involved in those kisses. Well, now, it was a mysterious kiss. If you would say that Ellen went over and kissed this person, Ellen would say, "I did not." And yet Ellen did everything that a kiss does. A kiss says, "I love you." A kiss says, "I'm interested in you." A kiss says, "I'm listening to you." A kiss says, "I'm caring about you." A kiss says, "I'm thinking about you." A kiss really is not so mysterious, but we make it mysterious. Because we are afraid to take responsibility for our kisses. Now, if you go into a room and you're angry, you're throwing angry kisses all around. You're like a Dracula looking for blood to suck, you know. How terrible, you know. But that's what you do. And if you go into a room and you're just a bubble of joy and love, and you don't care that... We went into a group down in Nigeria. And as we went into this group, we were visiting at the king's house. And after our visit with the king, we came out. And there was a group of people having a party. And so Ellen said, "Let's go over and join the party." So we go over and join the party, mainly Ellen. And Ellen is joining the party, and he'll say, "Well, have some of this, and here's some liquor, and have some this and that." Ellen says, no, "I just like to be with you." And they said, "Well, this is a funeral. This is a wake. This is for this guy who died, you know, and we're wishing him well and wishing him a happy journey and so forth like that." And Ellen said, I'm not used to this, you know." when we have those funerals in Germany, everybody's sad and they're saying, "Oh, poor Uncle Henry, he's gone now, you know, and Aunt Maud is going to have to get along without him, you know, and so forth." And Aunt Maud is probably cheering at the sidelines saying, "Thank goodness Henry finally made it. He's been a jerk to live with the last year or two because he's been acting sick and acting on, you know, not. And I'm glad he's gone. I'm really glad he's gone. Now I'll go and find another live wire, you know, somebody I can live with and be happy with. Well, now, what kind of mysterious kiss is Maud sending out, you know? She walks around at the funeral. She says, "Are you married?" And it doesn't really matter. I'm being very silly. But the thing is, that's what life is all about. Is Aunt Maud a single woman? No. Aunt Maud likes to have a man around the house. And if it's her man or anybody else's man, it doesn't matter. But she wants a man around the house. And so these are the nice things about life. These are the mysterious kisses that are given out all the time. And that we don't even pay attention to, we don't even know about, we don't even realize. Just stop and think. What kind of mysterious kisses are you giving? What kind of mysterious kisses are you sharing? What kind of mysterious kisses are you giving to the world? Because whether you know it or not, the world's not stupid. They recognize your mysterious kiss. And if your mysterious kiss is one of love, it'll come right back to you. And it'll come right back to you just like a beautiful breeze, a beautiful scent of a rose. You can't give the scent of the rose to just one person. Everyone who breathes in gets the scent of the rose. It has no boundaries of where it's going to be. It's everywhere. Be a mysterious kisser, but be aware of it. And enjoy your job. Have a lovely day. No, this is Herb Bairley bringing you instant illumination and a mysterious kiss, because I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.